Why did Middlesbrough beat Man United today? What's going on there? I know Alex Ferguson wasn't there, and certainly Brian Kidd wasn't there.
Middlesbrough, formidably better team than they've ever been.
Yeah,
that's all of it.
Is it?
And United just cannot keep interest in that Premiership team.
This shouldn't be happening. If this really is the brand new dawn of football, we want to break away, we're going off to Europe, all of us, they've got to be any good, and I've not seen any of these things. I mean, Chelsea are top now, are they?
They're
no good. They're all right, but they're not like, well, you see, they draw games and they play in patches, but this is not the best team I've ever seen at Chelsea. Never.
Is it not?
No. No, Bobby Tamblyn's Chelsea was better than this.
Standard in the English League was so much lower than Danny.
You say that, but what's the evidence of that? The evidence of my eyes. But the evidence, what, you've seen greater games now than there's
no,
ever been?
No, of course not, because all the things are the
same level.
Of course not.
Well, Chelsea is surprised.
If Chelsea is going to
Bobby Tamblyn, he's a ponce around against teams like Wolves, who couldn't have played in a snowstorm.
But surely a game
is only judged if it's any good. We see games that are not any good too regularly now.
Because the players are fitter, Danny. There's no pitch to play in. It's a different game. The game you remember as a child, well, I'm having this out in the air now. The game you remember as a child is the difference between what cars were like 20 years ago. They were built by communists in the Midlands, and they couldn't be driven down the road, and now they're like mobile homes. The world has changed.
But this piece of cake doesn't taste very good. And I say, but you said to me, but it's better than it ever was. And I said, but it doesn't taste as good. It doesn't matter about that.
I'm just talking about evidence of the eyes.
You're talking two different things. The football was better in the 70s.
The team, no.
Yes, the games were better, but the teams weren't as good.
I can't understand that.
Liverpool's team that won the European Cup in the 70s would lose the shower and play for Liverpool now. Because it'd be 0-0 after 70 minutes, and they'd lose 4-0, because they weren't
scared. So that's not a good thing, though.
And I'm just saying it's good.
That's why we always, because
I don't think this is a good thing. It's not, surely the only idea of progress in football is to make it a better thing, not a worse thing or a more beautiful.
It's like somebody saying,
it's unfortunate that the game,
it's like the argument they did with the South Bank in London, but you don't understand architecture, it's beautiful. You say, but I like the old building.
It is, Danny, and it's unfortunate. It's like tennis. Tennis was once a reasonably beautiful game in which the ball was moved around by arms.
Yeah, I'm going to hear that.
Great big men now play at 6'6" with very highly strung rackets, modern technology, much better trainers, the pitch is faster, the ground is faster.
But what was the point then of the football revolution?
It's rubbish to watch.
But what was the point then of the football revolution?
It's an evolution. The revolution is, there's nothing to do about revolution. It's just athleticism and tactics have moved on so much and made it harder to look brilliant.
But it's not a good thing. The thing is, if you see
Man United now and you think,
But you say that, but you don't see anything. I mean, who is the great team in the world that takes people's breath away and you think,
right,
wow,
now, nobody. There isn't one right now.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. You see, that's why I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. It may have changed, it may have evolved, but it's actually not that good.
But you have seen teams in the last 5-7 years. The AC Milan team.
The last two World Cups haven't been much cut.
No.
The European Championships had a sort of great breathtaking thing going on. But the PR argument seems to be that we're living through football now more magnificent than you've ever seen. And it's just not true.
It isn't true.
There's nothing to, I mean, unless you're, like you say, a dour old chess player saying, but to the answer, you know. No.